Independent Radio News at 7, Bob Holness. Leaders of the TUC and the CBI are meeting in London tonight, trying to reach an agreement on a wages policy to be put to the government. The meeting follows a day of significant developments in the economic field. Here's Douglas Moffat.
The pound hit new all-time lows during the day and shares slipped to bring the drop over the last 2 days to over 7%. It was against this background that Mr. Wilson promised in the Commons that action would be taken before the parliamentary recess, and preferably before Mr. Healey's six-week deadline expires, to trim public expenditure. Hopes in the city are for as much as £1,000 million to be slashed off subsidies to the nationalised industries, local authorities, education, road building and social services. But the question is, will the government's credit last until nearer the end of the parliamentary term? Or will time run out before? The immediate response from the foreign exchange markets wasn't encouraging, for after a slight rise on the government announcement, the pound slipped back yet again. Douglas Moffat, Independent Radio News.
The United Nations Secretary General, Kurt Waldheim, is ready to step in and plead for a reprieve for British lecturer Dennis Hills, who faces execution in Uganda. A UN spokesman says Mr. Waldheim is willing to try to obtain clemency from Mr. Hills, but first there has to be an official request for help from the British government. President Amin today sent a five-page telegram to the Queen, in which he reaffirmed that Mr. Hills will die in 10 days' time unless Foreign Secretary James Callaghan flies out to Uganda for talks. Leaders of the Chrysler strike in the Midlands are still locked in secret talks as MPs urge the Prime Minister to intervene in the dispute. Here's Colin Palmer.
Strike leaders at Chrysler's plastics factory in Coventry today answered an appeal to meet the government's regional conciliation officer. The 15 shop stewards have now been locked in secret talks since 2:30, and the company is anxiously awaiting the outcome. The strikers are demanding payment for the 5 days they lost during a strike at Chrysler's engine factory. But they're also insisting that if arbitration goes in their favour, Chrysler must also pay them for the time that they've been on strike. Meanwhile, the company's repeated its warning that all production will be forced to a progressive halt from tomorrow, and 20,000 men will have to be laid off. This is Colin Palmer in Coventry for Independent Radio News.
A Sheffield woman has told a dramatic story of how she snatched back her two-year-old daughter after her estranged husband took the girl to the Irish Republic. Things went wrong when the Irish police intervened and Mrs. Sylvia Dute had to slip through a toilet window at a police station before she got away.
Well, the little girl asked to go into the back and a policeman went with me, and there were two doors with a door on the end of the passageway which I tried, and it led to the open. So I crawled out on my hands and knees as the other door was half glass, and I could still hear my husband talking to the policeman. And I just crawled to the outside and then ran.
Another man's been shot dead in Belfast. A gunman crept up on him as he was about to drive home and pumped four shots through the car window. The man's name and religion haven't yet been released. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 7.